So as this teaching from the Buddha about the 10 fetters at Thursday night is a bit piecemeal. I may sometimes repeat a little bit from the previous times. We have spoken about the images that the Buddha uses to clarify and explain the doctrine of no self. And first we spoke about the time, you know, the man who goes into the train is not the same man as who leaves the train station later. And then we spoke about the beats. The Buddha spoke about the beats on a string. And each beat on the string is very similar, but not the same from the previous beat, which really explains both anicca change and also dependent origination, and the cause and effect. The next beat comes forth from the previous beat, and in the end, showing that with all these various changes, there is no permanent self. So we arrive at anatta. Now, when we really see these three marks of existence, we mostly can become a stream entrant, one who enters the stream of Buddhism. And the most important is to see through self. Now, we have spoken a lot about no self. And as I said, Zen does not really work with methods. So we don't use certain methods. However, the fetters are being pointed at by Zen masters. And in our precepts, of course, they appear as well. But we don't work really with the fetters in a way to produce no self. In Zen, we do the sitting, and we learn to be aware and still, and let the clear mind appear. In daily life, it is very helpful to see how we make a self. Because if there fundamentally is no self, well, what is then that which I see all the time and which I feel to be here? So, we assume all kind of things of ourselves and also of others. So it is for until we really see through anatta, we live in a world with self and others. And I am thinking, I am feeling, and you are making me feel unhappy, or you make me feel happy. We kind of assume that all is real. And it is very helpful to discover that they're not. And one very interesting way is to look at what you say about somebody else, or what you say about the world, what you feel about the world, and what you think about the world. And the world here, I would like to say, the people around you, people you have to deal with, have contact with, and also the larger world, the society we live in, the things you see on TV, the news you hear. Because in relation to those things that we also usually call other, we can see where our self arises and how we make a self. There's some a few words we use. For example, we blame, we can blame, or we can praise. Yeah, blame and praise comes from somebody who thinks who know that someone can be blamed or praised. So somebody, it comes from somebody who feels they are in the center of this world and judge. Yeah, that is blameworthy and that is praiseworthy. And we do that very easily and throughout the day. It often is hidden. But when you are clearly looking at what you really think about others, what you feel, what your body experiences, you can see, okay, I am blaming, or complaining. Complaining is also something that we do, and sometimes we don't want to. We find it even painful when we see ourselves complaining. And so we push it away a bit, and we kind of soften it out. And yet, when we complain, there are things we cannot accept. And when there are things that we cannot accept, there is also a self that we cannot accept. They depend on each other. So, there is another mechanism that helps us see our position, and that is when we explain ourselves a lot. We want others to understand us. But you know, there isn't really much to understand. Of course, I understand when you say, yes, in my relationship, it is really important that we have exchanges. And I don't say that's not true. Of course, that is useful. But I mean, the mechanism we have of explaining and explaining ourselves, our situation, their words, they're pointing at things, and they are rooted also in deep in our, what we are feeling. And it is helpful to see that you explain and become verbal about things that you deeply feel. And nearly by your words covering over the sorrow or whatever emotion it may be, so do study yourself in this way. Study yourself in what you say, in what you feel, and what you think. You may not say anything judgmental, but we may feel it. And often, most of the time, we feel either hurt or threatened because it's not according to what we want to see in the world. And then generally, looking around us to the news, what's going on in our minds about these things? Now, we often think that it is those things that make us think a certain way. But it's also the other way around. It is what is inside of us which make us see the world a certain way. So this this is what most of us have. We project things onto the world from the depths of our beings, feelings and beliefs and ideas. So it is easiest to see myself arise when I set myself off to somebody else or another group or another country. And we don't need to do that, but it is often it is a deep ingrained habit. And also in society, sometimes it is even valued to have such opinion, or it is assumed you will have one. Looking deeply and study what thoughts are going on around us in our mind and what emotions we have, we can be responsible for them. And we can see we don't need to identify with those things. We don't need to identify with our judgments, with our feelings, and with our thoughts and beliefs, because that is affirming them. But if we just see them and say, oh, you know, this is going on in me. There is a lot of selfing. There is a teacher somewhere online who calls this selfing. Having views and spreading around views. And it is a verb. Things like, you know, having views of the world, certain groups and whatever, on the war. It doesn't have a particular use, but when we do that a lot, we kind of identify ourselves with those views. But in fact, they're just views. And rather, be still and feel. Yeah, get close to what happens in your body. Emotions, sensations. And dare to be accepting of them. Dare to be opening yourself to the painful ones and be still with them. And we don't need to do anything. You know, nothing needs to be done by me, by us. There needs to mainly be seen and held. So in a way, with time, we may become a bit boring. We don't come up with things to change in the world or to blame in the world. And so, well, boring doesn't excite you, which is good. So this evening, this is the only topic we speak about. And next time we will touch upon our habit of identifying with the body.